Welcome back to the program. Steve Vardy from Vardy Thoroughbreds coming up very shortly. A great sponsor of the program. Just before we get to that, don't swear at me. East Campbelltown Eagles, says Greg from Campbelltown. So sorry about that, Greg. I don't know how touchy people are with this type of thing. Jimmy, I thought the same about the Dolphins looking heavy. I reckon it's the cut of their shorts, says Mr. Quintessential. Oh, I don't know about that. And Big Daddy of the Rhythm, West End True Maroon supporter, said Tyson Fury v. Paul Gallen. Please, please make it happen with the winner to fight Gus. And while we're at it, the Aussie saying of True Blue should be changed to True Maroon. Oh, Big Daddy, you and I are going to have to disagree at this time of the year, unfortunately. I always agree with Steve Vardy from Vardy Thoroughbreds. Remember, affordable horses placed with the best trainers. Steve is on the line. How are you, Steve?
Hey, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm really well. I'm really well. I'll tell you what I'm also interested in, mate. See how things are travelling at Vardy Thoroughbreds. Now, what's going on with Hell of a Show? I saw that on social media. The couple of trial performances were outstanding. J-Mac got on board. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, he's created a bit of a show, the big fella. We're starting to nickname him the Big Show. So, J-Mac jumped off him. Very, very impressed with him, Jimmy, as you would have seen. We've taken his advice. We're putting him in the paddock for, you know, nice little holiday for 10 to 14 days just to give him a bit of a reward for quite a nice little campaign. And we'll bring him back bigger, better and stronger again. And look out, I think he might be a horse on the rise.
Oh, absolutely. All right. What do Vardy Thoroughbreds have running across the weekend, mate?
Well, tomorrow we're returning to Royal Randwick, which is great. We've got a very, very nice gelding with John Thompson named Crafty Eagle. He's only had the 5 runs, Jimmy, for 2 wins and 3 placings and over 80K in the bank. So the owners are very, very happy with him. He's first up tomorrow in race 3 in the midway, over 1,200. So Coogan Latham will be on him. And, he's fresh and he needs a run, mate. He's jumping out of his skin, so... Yeah, very, very very nice horse moving forward.
Okay, race 3, the Midway Handicap, number 4, Crafty
number
Eagle.
Number 4.
$5 at topsport.com.au. And is Hell of a Soiree racing up on the Sunny Coast?
She's on at the Sunny Coast in race 1 on Sunday. Nice little filly that we purchased at last year's Magic Millions. And I've always wanted to get my foot in the door up in Queensland, so I've sent her north up to Chris Anderson, and she's by Hellbent, just like Hell of a Show. And, yeah, very, very, very nice progressive filly. Whatever she does tomorrow or on Sunday, I should say, she'll improve immensely, have a little break, 4 to 6 weeks, and then come back and come back as a 3-year-old and, yeah, really put a foot forward. She's quite exciting.
Okay, we're waiting on a price for that at topsport.com.au. Now, am I right in saying you've got an open day coming up, Steve? Is that right?
Sure have, Jimmy. That'll be Sunday week. So June the 4th, out at Hanover Lodge at Wilberforce near Windsor. You'd know where that is, mate. Not too far from our old ground of St. Greg's. Mate, that'll be starting at 10:30 on Sunday the 4th of June. John Thompson will be there, Kristen Buchanan, Brad Widdup, all of our trainers of the 5 yearlings that we've purchased this year. And as a bit of a special for SEN listeners, if anyone comes out and, you know, mentions that they hear our ads or heard this interview with yourself, we'll give them $100 off the share price. And if anyone in general inquires, you know, through myself or through Gavin, my business partner, or via our website, through SEN, mate, $100 off to them as well.
Beautiful. VardyThoroughbreds.com.au. Make horse ownership easy out of the gate. So make sure you check it out. Vardy, V-A-R-D-Y, VardyThoroughbreds.com.au. Good on you, Steve. Appreciate it, mate.
Thanks, Jim.
Weekend.
You too, mate. Up the Crafty tomorrow, up the Soiree on Sunday, and up the Blues next Wednesday.
Oh, well said. Well said. Yes, man after my own heart on that one. Good on you, Steve. Vardy there from Vardy Thoroughbred. So the Roosters announced the signing of JWH and Daniel Tupou next year. When they signed Lenu, they claimed it was for JWH replacement. And when they signed the Newcastle winger, Dom Young, they again said it was a replacement for Tupou. They also signed the England winger. This is a joke, says the Concord Bunny. Ah, yes, Concord Bunny there sort of puts it into perspective there. I would suggest it means no Matt Lodge. Is that right? And what did they sign for? Do we know Concord Bunny? Do we know what they signed up for? What amount? No, we don't. No, we don't. I think that's key, isn't it? Coach Cohen always talk about that. Okay, is it good value? I don't know. What did they sign for? The lack of transparency. How often do you think we've spoken about that on this program? A lot. Let's just put it at a lot. Jimmy, all that last night proved is how much the new coach has to clean out the joint, to be honest. That's Wheels at Kellyville talking about the St. George Illawarra Dragons, as I said, with those three players there. Amone, Sloan and Sullivan. That looked like the future. Did you like the look of it, Dragons fans? Let us know. All right, let's get ourselves to a break, and we're back to wrap up this hour.